or failure.
10,000 hours, you never got to witness. Chop it up with professionals, yeah, we handle business. Can't pull up to the pod if it's bad intentions. Real talk, real people, growth unscripted. Hey. Look, let's have a conversation. What keeps you going in this world? What's your motivation? You established or trying to get your foot in? It doesn't matter. Every episode, we dropping gems.
I was on the phone with a homegirl recently, right? Someone I really respect. And we got into this deep conversation. You know, the kind that leaves you quiet after? And at one point, she said to me, right? I think you've been love bombing without realizing it. And I just kind of paused. Like, I didn't get defensive out loud, but in my head, I definitely did. Because I've always told myself, like, nah, I just love hard. I'm intentional. I show up. I'm not out here trying to play with nobody. You feel me? And I'm trying to be something real. But when she said it, it sat with me, like really sat. And I started thinking back to my old relationships, back to how I've shown up for people, back to the moments where I've done the most for them, right? And not even because they asked for it, but because I felt like if I didn't, they'd leave. And now I'm sitting with this heavy ass question. Have I been given love from a genuine place or just trying to prove I'm worthy of being loved back? And honestly, I don't know. That's the part that's messing with me right now. I feel conflicted. Like, how do I even tell the difference? Am I loving them or am I trying to fix something inside me through them? Is this real love or is it just unhealed survival dressed up in romance? I think it goes back to my childhood, like growing up. I wasn't a kid who got flooded with emotional safety. I got told, I love you. But it didn't always feel like it matched the tone or the energy or the consistency. And when I needed reassurance, when I was unsure, when I just needed to feel safe, I usually had to figure that out on my own. And it wasn't nobody's fault, really. My parents had their own wounds, and they wasn't perfect either. But what I learned, or what got wired into me at least, was you better show up perfect if you want to feel loved. So I started overperforming early on, right? Like in school, in friendships, in relationships. Even now, and I realized maybe that didn't go away. Maybe when I meet someone who makes me feel seen, I rush in and give everything I've got from the jump. Not because they asked for it, but because I'm scared they'll stop seeing me if I don't. I call, I text, I show up. I go heavy, right? And it feels genuine in the moment, at least. But now I'm starting to wonder, was I trying to love them or was I just trying not to lose them? And I think the hardest part about healing as a man, especially a black man, is because nobody taught us how to give slow, intentional love. They just said, don't be soft, don't be selfish, be consistent and be strong. But nobody gave us language for what to do when our emotions outpace our self-awareness. Nobody said, hey, sometimes what feels like love is actually panic. So now I'm unlearning and I'm doing it in real time. Like, I don't have all the answers yet. But I know I don't want to keep showing up like I'm trying to earn a spot in people's hearts. I want to be loved for who I am and not just what I give. And I want to give from peace, not from panic. And honestly, that's hard. Especially when you spent your whole life thinking the only way to be loved is to perform it. So, yeah. That's what I'm sitting with right now. And also, it put me in a point now to where, with everything I got going on in my life, on top of this now, I also feel like that I really shouldn't be involving myself deeply, at least in terms of trying to be in a relationship or at least date with somebody, dating somebody heavy, only because I also need to get my own foundation and everything set first. And so if you ever felt like that too, like maybe you've been loving from a place of fear instead of fullness, just know that you're not the only one. This is the work. This is the conflict. And this is Growth Unscripted. Also, I apologize for the hiatus. I haven't dropped the episode in a while. Life been lifing. But I'm going to do my absolute best to make sure. No. I'm actually do better. I'm going to guarantee that at least once a week, I will be dropping an episode. It may not be videoed included into it, but you'll definitely get the audio version. No problem, no matter what. I will make sure that happens. But for those who have been listening, especially up to this point, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to the episode. Stay tuned. Definitely like and leave a review if you really enjoyed this episode. And also, as well, I'm definitely open in terms of talking about topics that y'all want to hear. So please let me know in the comments what is it that y'all would like to see. And make sure to follow Growth Unscripted on Instagram at growthunscripted.podcast. And also follow my TikTok at Growth Unscripted as well. Okay? But hope y'all have a blessed one. Y'all stay safe and stay Growth Unscripted. Growth Unscripted. Hey, huh? Yeah. We said growth. Growth Unscripted.